hitting the last 3 days ahead of our trip tomorrow. Friday's our travel day, and it's so good. My body, for the first time, and again, a long time, I feel like my legs, they are exhausted. Like, 3 solid days of doing training have left me. I can feel my muscles getting stronger, rebuilding. And it's not like the really painful, like, can't sit, can't do anything kind of post-training pain. It's like the uncomfortable, I've worked my muscles, and I feel it, kind of awesome, just sensation. So I definitely could see myself getting back into just the love of this feeling. I hope I can kind of keep it rolling.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We got a special one for you this week, guys. Something we haven't done before, and I hope you guys enjoy it. You know, we've been talking a lot about diet and nutrition as of late. So we're going to get back to one of our favorite topics, and that is exercise. So what we're going to do for you this week is Shannon and I are going to trade off giving you our kind of our training recaps. It's going to be one long big training recap. Last few weeks, we've been kind of falling off the wagon. So we want to get back to show you guys what it's all about, getting some exercise in our lives. So that's what we're going to do this week, kind of show you what we're doing on our training on a daily basis. So that's a little preview. What I do want to ask you guys before we get too far into our training recap podcast, I want to let you guys know about the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page, okay? Got a lot of cool stuff on there, some exclusive videos and kind of Facebook lives that we've done and all recorded on there. So check that out. And you guys can actually leave a rating and review for the podcast on the Facebook page in addition to Apple Podcasts and iTunes, which we really hope you guys give us that rating review, and we'll give you a shout out on a future episode. So my training recap, Monday, and I went in and with the forethought is that I want to do strength. Okay. I do mobility training. You know, when I have a little second here and there, stick mobility, you guys check out the ET Tampa Instagram. You guys can see all my kind of my stick training videos. So I do that throughout the day, trying to keep up with all my mobility work. But I want to get some strength training in because, the little kind of half hour breaks I have between clients is my only opportunity to really hit the weights. So what I did on Monday today is that I went ahead and did some incline bench and into prone rows. So if you guys can imagine an incline bench at the gym, I had, I think we were 45 pound dumbbells, pressed 8 to 12 reps, 3 sets in a row. And then after I hit the bench, I flipped around on the same incline bench, laid chest down on it, grabbed some kettlebells. I was using 45 pound kettlebells and rowed, kind of do like kind of a upper back row, kind of squeezing those shoulder blades together, lifting those weight, going those also 8 to 12 reps. So I went from an incline bench right into a prone row. So I hit 3 sets of that. Then I jumped off and decided to hit some lower body. And I went over and we have a trap bar here at Tampa Strength that I'm very happy that we have now. Hit some trap bar squats. If you guys don't know what a trap bar is, think about I think the actual shape is a 2, 4, 6. What's that? What's 6? Hexagon, I think. 6-sided. Yeah, pentagon's fine. Hexagon. Anyways, so it's kind of this little somewhat circular, but more kind of like, I guess what are those called? Quadrilaterals. But a hexagon-shaped bar, and you put the weights on the outside, and you can actually step inside of it. Really good for doing some really heavy squats. So I did about, I think there were 150-pound squats, repped them out 10 reps each, put the bar down, got out of it, decided to get some plyo right after that, and did some jumping lunges, or jumping switches, switch stances, depending on what you like to call them. So that was for Monday, and now I'm going to throw it over to Shannon and let you know what she did for her training recap.
It is Tuesday, and I just got off of the Peloton bike. I did a 30-minute bike ride, and to be honest, it felt so good. I have not been that active in the last week and a half, and this just felt like coming home again, and all kind of like the cricks in my body, I feel like they've kind of started to work their way out. I feel a lot more energized. And it was not like I didn't do a power workout. I didn't do anything like super, super intense. I actually kind of went knowing I haven't worked my body in like a week that hard. I wanted to make sure that I did something that wasn't going to break me. So I actually did a spin class by Dennis Morton. I've taken a couple of his classes before, and he's pretty funny, actually. He's actually like lip syncing along to the songs, and like he says up front in his classes, like he's a super 90s music fan, and you know, any of his classes are going to have 90s music in it. So it starts off with this, just this like really great 90s music. And then it kind of moves into a bit more of like a modern variety, like everything from like rock and roll, heavy metal to R&B. And the best part was when he started kind of lip syncing along with some of the female artists. And he's like this muscly dude. So it was kind of funny, but, it was just a nice ride. I did the 30-minute intervals and arms ride from his May 20th class. So if you have the Peloton, definitely check that class out. It's a good 30 minutes. Looking kind of at my performance, I did about 342 calories. My Apple Watch said that it worked out with my heart rate and everything, probably around like 280 active calories. But it's good to know that I got my heart rate up there, because I'm looking at like my output, and I was definitely spiking pretty high, especially towards the second half of this class. So I can feel good that today I started off my day and I did something for myself. And yeah, I'm now feeling a lot more prepared and ready to tackle the day.
All right, guys, I'm back. It's Tuesday. For my training today, once again, focusing on strength. We're going on vacation at the end of this week, so I won't have a lot of opportunity to hit the weights. So I'm really trying to hit the weights while I'm here in town. I did some flat bench yesterday. I did incline today. I did flat and I went heavy. So, I did really low reps. I started off with the 50-pound dumbbells, hit 8 of those. Then I went to 60-pound dumbbells, got a set of 5 in, then I got a set of 4 in. So taking long breaks in between those. So really trying to kind of build some muscle on those ones. But like I said, just 3 sets, low reps, high weight. And I hit a flat bench, I hit that. Then I went to decide to get some lower body in. I did farmer's carries, and that's not necessarily just lower body or really necessarily a lower body exercise. It's more kind of a core and stability exercise. So imagine, if you're not familiar with farmer's walks, just imagine carrying big buckets of water on a farm, and you can't spill any water. So the water the buckets in this case are kettlebells. They stand by, they kind of rest right near your side. You use your grip strength, your shoulder stability, and your core stability to keep them from swaying side to side or front to back. So that's where the kind of, this is a great core exercise for anybody that has any problems getting down on the ground, like anybody, or flexing their lower back, like sit-ups that give them an issue. Turn them on the farmer's walk. I guarantee it's a lot better for them. And it's very challenging. So I did some offset farmer's walk where I had heavier in one side opposed to the other. I did some kind of upright carries, front-loaded farmer's walks with bottoms-up carries. Okay, so imagine this kettlebell. You guys know it's got the handle, then it has kind of the weight, which looks like a cannonball. And I put the weight up to the sky. So the handle's down towards the ground, and the weight's up to the sky. So this really focuses on shoulder stability, really good for this. And in between those sets, I hit some sets of heavy deadlifts with the kettlebell. Well, right now, I'm actually looking at the kettlebell right now, and it is 32 kilograms, which is probably about 70 pounds. So that was Tuesday's training recap. And also probably going to get in, I'm about to finish it right now, so I think I'm going to get in what we steel mace flow. So I'm just going to do 5 minutes of some flow, working with the steel mace, add in lunges, squats, and probably some swing into the mace. So that's going to be my Tuesday recap.
Good morning, good morning. It is early on Wednesday morning. I have been the last couple of days, I've been getting up at 4:30, and I've been doing this so that I can make time for for myself, basically, and specifically moving my body. Today, I wanted to do something that was a little bit more total body, that was also going to allow me a little bit of time for some meditation. So I am doing a yoga, or I just did a yoga class. It was a 45-minute yoga class. And obviously, I am a yoga teacher. I can do my own yoga, but there's something really great about taking a yoga class every once in a while. And I don't subscribe to many yoga dedicated services right now, though there are some fantastic, just, you know, online kind of class resources. But I will say that something I really love, this is how I did my class today. It was a 45-minute class on yogagirl.com, and they offer every week, they change out the classes, the free classes that they offer. They have a subscription where you can actually choose on demand all their library of classes, but I just used one of their free classes this week by Liz Arch, I don't know how to say her last name. And it was her Be Like Water class. It was 45 minutes. And she has this really interesting kind of vinyasa flow where it's almost a merge of sort of martial arts. So there's some like kind of Tai Chi flows. There are some actual like, block poses that she incorporates. And the whole thing was very like just almost continuous movement. So it definitely got my heart rate up this morning. I think I ended up, it was a 45-minute class. I think I ended up burning, according to my watch, around 260 calories, 265 calories. My heart rate got up there. So by no means was this like low intensity, kind of just meditative experience. It was definitely some work, but I also finished it up and I did probably about an additional 5 minutes or so of meditation at the end. So today, yeah, I am feeling for a Wednesday, I feel like a yoga class on a Wednesday, just to kind of anchor the middle of your week, is so amazing. And it just is almost like a reset for you. I definitely feel, I was feeling really low yesterday, borderline like bummed out. Just things, like at work and stuff and all of those, you know, we all have those things that get in our heads and can bring us down, but nothing works quite like yoga to bring me back to that sort of neutral place and allow me to reset. So I had a really nice, have that nice afterglow right now. Go get ready, take my shower, and head out towards my day. And I have one more workout before we take our trip. 2 days. 2 days from today, we're going to be flying. So I definitely want to get in at least one more workout and before I try to squish myself on a plane for 3 hours.
All right. So for today's strength training workouts before we jump on a plane and head out of town, I started with some TRX warm-up. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the TRX suspension trainer. Awesome piece of machinery. I guess technically not machinery. It's just, you know, some heavy-duty fabric bands that are attached to a solid anchor point. I cannot stress that enough. There are some that go over the door, but at Temple Strength, we have ours drilled into the cement cinder block wall. So anybody of any height, weight, and fitness level can use them. So what I did, I started with a little upper body. I did some TRX rows, and then I did some overhead press. So if you manage kind of like doing a row with either a dumbbell or a cable machine where you're kind of hands down by your sides, elbows scraping along your body, pulling yourself in between the two handles, then letting yourself go. One of the keys when you use a TRX, you always want to have your body almost like a moving plank. So you're engaging your core the entire time. That's one of the benefits of almost essentially every TRX workout. So there's some variations like with lunges and whatnot, but you always want to have a good, strong, stable core when you do all your TRX. I just did overhead press, as you can imagine, with a bar going overheads, but instead of the bar, I had the handles of the TRX. And then I switched to lower body. I did pistol squats followed by a single leg hinge. So those are two great kind of unilateral training, single leg training to both warm up, and then also they're great for strengthening. If anybody's seen it, go to Instagram. There's some good kind of, I would say not just CrossFitters, but fitness experts that do the pistol squat on top of the kettlebell, on a kettlebell handle, which is crazy to do, I think. I don't know if I'll ever get to that level, but it's pretty cool to watch. So I followed that up with some Cossack lunge, which is a lateral lunge with a little bit of a leg rotation. It's great for not only working your lateral movement, working the outside of your hips, adductors, and the glutes on the outside of your hips, but also is a good stretch for the multiple hamstring tendons. So after I warmed up on that, I rolled over to grab the steel mace. You guys know I love the steel mace. Once again, check out ET Tampa Instagram to see me working with the steel mace and my clients working with the steel mace. And I went ahead and started with a little series of steel mace 360s. And just a quick note, I actually went up to the 15-pound mace. A lot of the stuff you'll see on my Instagram is with a 10-pound mace, and now I'm kind of graduating to the 15-pound mace to challenge myself more. So what I did 10 360s. One direction, followed it up by five squat thrusters. So basically I would squat with the mace kind of right across under my chin. I would squat down and then do an overhead press when I'd come up. So I'd do 10 360s followed by five squat thrusters. And then what I would do for the next set, I would go ahead and do the 360s the other direction. And then followed up with, once again, squat thrusters with the weight on the opposite side. So if you're not familiar with the steel mace, you're just listening to it, just imagine kind of a long, I think they're probably about a probably 4 foot tube. And at the end, there's a big weighted, almost like cannonball, kind of similar to looks like a kettlebell. Now, obviously, some of the globes are a little bit bigger that have different weight and variety. So very cool piece of equipment, really requires a lot, once again, core stabilization. So that's why I love using it. Then I did a little what we call the steel flow march, or steel mace flow march, which is forward lunge, backwards lunge, and squat. And you're kind of flipping the mace, doing what they call ballistic curls in between each of those movements. And I just did 10 reps, five on each side, a couple sets of that. Then I finished this off with some kind of old school bodybuilding exercise. I did some drop sets with my curls. So I curled 35-pound dumbbells, alternating curls, five each arm. And then go ahead right immediately after I was done with five each arm, I grabbed 20-pound dumbbells and did 10 each arm. So I did three sets of that, really kind of get the old school bodybuilding strength training. Not just strength training, but the bodybuilding style exercise in for that last final set. So, and actually, obviously, not actually, obviously, but throughout the day, I'm going to be able to hit some mobility, keep, make sure I'm still loose and mobile for when I jump on the airplane, because, you know, sitting for 2.5 hours is going to be somewhat tough. So I want to make sure that I'm nice and loosey-goosey. All right, on to Shannon.
So I just finished a workout for Wednesday morning. I can't believe it's already Wednesday. I just got off the Peloton bike and I just completed my first 45-minute ride in, I can't even remember the last time I did a 45-minute ride. Usually I do like 30 minutes and that's the most I can do, because I'm doing this like before I get ready in the morning for the day and before like Ella gets up and everything. So really squishing in my workouts, I have to get up really early. So I'm getting up at 4:30, finally was able to do a 45-minute ride, and holy cow, it definitely felt longer. I noticed a significant difference since I haven't done this in so long. I did the Jess King 45-minute pop ride from May 21st. So it was a fun ride for sure. If you have a Peloton, Jess King is really fun. She's one of my favorite instructors, and she just kind of cheers you on, inspires you throughout the ride. And she also works you really hard. She gives you some kind of goals and things during your ride that you kind of just like laugh at, and then you hit it and you're like, holy crap, like I just did that. So if you need someone to kind of push you, even on the rides that you're just doing for fun, she's really good. My Peloton said that I burned about like 500 and something calories, but my Apple Watch said I was in the high 300s instead. So since that one has my heart rate, I'm going with that one. But it was definitely a really good class. I think I ended up, they give you like usually a distance on the Peloton rides, and I think I was like 13 and a half miles or something like that, which just sounds kind of cool. You're like, yeah, so I biked like, you know, I did like about 13 and a half miles cycling this morning before work. Just like nice kind of a sense of accomplishment. But now I am super sweaty and I am going to go get ready for my day. I have no idea if I'm going to be doing any training tomorrow. I'm really proud of myself for hitting the last 3 days. That was like super huge, successful win for me. And actually today is Thursday. I take that back. It is Thursday today. It is not Wednesday. Just goes to show, I don't even know what day I'm on. Tomorrow is Friday. But yeah, it's hitting the last 3 days ahead of our trip tomorrow. Friday's our travel day. And it's so good. My body, for the first time, and again, a long time, I feel like my legs, they are exhausted. Like 3 solid days of doing training have left me. I can feel my muscles getting stronger, rebuilding. And it's not like the really painful, like can't sit, can't do anything kind of post-training pain. It's like the uncomfortable, I've worked my muscles and I feel it, kind of awesome, just sensation. So I definitely could see myself getting back into just the love of this feeling. I hope I can kind of keep it rolling, and I will keep you posted as to whether I get up to any other training this week.
For the final day of the training recap, week of training recaps, I guess I should say. It was a weird day, I should say. I was super busy getting stuff ready to get out of town, so I only had a very limited time to work out, so I figure I just do a 5 minutes straight. I got a barbell, did some bent over rows, jumped on the elliptical, not elliptical, geez, on the rowing machine, the erg machine, way better than elliptical in my opinion, and busted out a minute on the erg machine. So I've fluctuated, or I just switched off between bent over rows with a barbell. I think I had 75 on there, and then I followed that up with a minute on the erg. So I think I got at least 4 sets of the bent over rows and then 3 minutes of erg in. So that was felt pretty good, and I was like, oh, at least I got something in. You know, I got 4 days straight. And then I had some, I have some very young clients that I train, and we try to keep things light and fun, but also, you know, make sure they're being active. So I decided to switch it up on them, and I told them they get to be the instructors for the day. So they trained me and the other, their two brothers. So one brother trained while the other brother gave instructions to he and I. So I got a little workout with them, a lot of body weight stuff, push-ups, sit-ups, some little Bosu ball jumps and single leg squats. I don't know if you guys know what a Bosu ball is, but just imagine one of those Swiss balls, one of those exercise balls you see at the gym, cut it in half and put a flat side on the bottom. That's your Bosu ball. So I actually got to get a pretty good number of exercises in with those guys, including a couple more rounds on the rower. So actually turned out being a good day, holding mitts too for a couple different clients. So that's always a workout when you hold mitts for people who are boxing. So definitely feeling it, and I'm feeling good about what we did this week, both Shannon and I, making sure we got in our workouts before we jumped on a plane and go on vacation. So appreciate you guys listening to us. Hopefully you enjoyed kind of getting a glimpse into what we do for our fitness. This is probably a special week, but we try to get this in almost every week or as much as possible. So appreciate you guys listening. Make sure, if you haven't done so already, go to iTunes, go to the Apple Podcast app, go to our Facebook page, leave a rating and review. That helps us reach more people, and you get a nice big shout out on a future episode. So appreciate you guys, and this has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time. For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.